Thomas, we're about 2 months away from the draft. Can you believe it? We're already talking about this.
It's unbelievable. I mean, here we are. We're running around like crazy getting ready for the draft and the combine coming up here very soon.
I know, and with the combine next week, before we get to that, I wanted to ask you a little bit about the Senior Bowl. That kind of kicks off the off season and the path to the draft. You just got back from Mobile a couple weeks ago. What'd you see in the Senior Bowl that you liked? What stood out to you there?
When we go to Mobile, we have our entire staff there, right? We have all of our scouting staff there. Myself and Dan Quinn are on the field, up close and personal with these guys, watching everyone move around within a setting that is basically putting the best players against the best players for the most part. Short of some of the juniors, of course, that wouldn't be there because the All-Star game, like the Senior Bowl, does not allow underclassmen to be there. Gives us an opportunity to see them on the field as well. We run through a lot of different interviews with the players when we're at the Senior Bowl. So it's our first chance to really get our, roll up our sleeves and get really close, up close and personal with the players that we're really starting to target for this year's draft.
And one thing maybe people don't really realize is that you guys have drafted a number of players that played in the Senior Bowl game. Has that always been something since you started this whole thing that you found the Senior Bowl can really help you find out X about a player?
Senior Bowl's always been the top, bowl or all-star game, as far as attracting the top talent. There are other games out there that are doing a really good job with it, but the Senior Bowl normally is pulling the top talent in, again, short of the juniors and the underclassmen that are out there. It just gives us an opportunity to not only see the guys move around, but to see how they interact, again, not only from an interview standpoint, but to see how they interact on the sidelines, how they're interacting against some of the best talent in the league. Not necessarily like we do at the combine when they're not actually practicing against each other. This Senior Bowl gives us an opportunity to watch them run routes and a defensive back against a receiver or offensive lineman versus a defensive lineman in one-on-one competition. So it's very valuable for us to kick it all off.
When you were watching those practices, what position groups stood out to you about this year's draft class?
There are so many different approaches to how we sort of evaluate where the strengths are. And I think that there'll be a really interesting group along the offensive line. I think that's always good. We say that every year, right? We want to see the offensive line be a good, sort of full group as well as the defensive line. So I think both of those areas are I think rich with talent, not only early talent, but I'm talking mid-round talent. So that's good. I think there's also a number of defensive backs out there, corners specifically, that I think that's a good thing for a lot of teams. Most teams are looking for either one, two, or three corners. So that's a good thing for the league.
And you and Coach Quinn always talk about how you want to build the team through the trenches. You just talked about the strengths in the offensive line. Why is that so important to you guys as you continue to build this roster?
Well, I mean, there's no question we are based off of athleticism in a lot of different ways. Even our O and D line need to be light on their feet. They need to be able to move. We run an outside zone scheme on the offense. We're a penetrating defense on the defense. So we just know how important it is for our guys to be able to move around. We've talked time and time again about how this is a matchup league. So not only do we need to match up in the athletic positions, but we really need to hone in on matching up in the trenches, right? We need to be able to mirror people as blockers. We need to be able to come off the ball and position ourselves well to make sure that it does break our run game open. So we realize more and more about ready to sign, Matt Ryan in the relatively near future to another contract. So we need to make sure that, offensively in the trenches, we're protecting a guy like Matt Ryan and create, help create that offense that we want to return to being prolific.
So I got to ask you a couple questions on that topic. Where are you at in terms of the process with Matt Ryan on that specific topic? And you talked about at the end of the season how you think it's not going to be anything will be an unfriendly deal. You talk about how it'll help the team in terms of overall what you're able to add because of it. Where are you at with all of that?
So, we're as I mentioned before, this it's our priority to make sure that we're focused on Matt and attempt to get it done. And we feel like we're moving along well. There's nothing to really report on the timing of anything right now. Knowing that we are focused on making sure that we get Matt here for years to come. This is where he wants to be, and we want him here, of course. So I think that's a moot point. I think it takes a lot of creativity. I don't think it's a complicated situation, but it takes a lot of creativity when you're signing a big time player, a big time money contract, and a big time situation like a quarterback in the NFL now. It ends up being something that will dictate what the creativity and openness is for other positions and how we reassign other positions on our football team. So we just have to be very mindful about it. We have to be very creative. We have some very smart people in this building helping me and us put together a good plan to hopefully secure Matt for years to come.
You talked about the creativity. You have a number of players returning to your starting lineup in the upcoming season. Where are you at in terms of how you feel about the status of your roster as a whole?
So I think we're in a very good spot with our roster. I think we continue to grow. We continue to mature, both on and off the field. We're looking for more and more leadership from our players, which is important. We feel like some of those guys are really rising to the challenge, which is important. And we'll continue to grow and continue to add leadership to this football team, even young leadership, which is what I've said before, which is great that our head coach and our coaching staff is very open to young leadership and young players on and off the field. That's important. I like where we are. I think we continue to build in certain areas and we continue to build our depth. I think we have no real holes across our roster. I think we'll continue to build our depth, continue to get youth in certain areas that I think is going to benefit us in years to come. And like any team does, they're focused on their depth. I think this is a good time for us to really continue to focus on where we are. We've signed some big players over the last couple years, our own players, which we'll continue to do. We like our roster a lot. We want to have our players be re-signed because we know what our players are and we know they stand for what Dan Quinn as a head coach and our staff stands for.
And with 1 week until the combine and then a few weeks after that, free agency, what's a day in the life like for you?
Well, this is a very busy time, right? What we're doing, quite honestly, is we are taking all we are doing with free agency, right? Really focused on free agency right now. And I've said this time and again, we are about juxtaposing, right? That's how I believe any staff is doing it nowadays. To if they are active in the market, so to speak, they need to look at what's out there on the pro side from an acquisition standpoint, and what's possibly out there from the draft standpoint, and determine where you're going to put most of your focus. That's a big thing, right? Where do we want to spend our money? Well, if we feel in the draft that position A, B, and C is very strong, usually it's not a really good value to go out and spend money in positions A, B, and C in free agency. So we take a lot of time to discuss where we are, both on the pro as it compares to the college. We're doing a lot of that right now. We're doing a lot of work with the coaching staff. We've already had our position cross-check meetings. We've had another set of draft meetings in December. So we are mixing both pro and college in a lot of discussions with myself and Dan Quinn at a lot of levels. Obviously, Scott Pioli, Steve Sabo, and Joel Collier, our directors on the personnel side, are very involved at certain levels with us. So I think we're in a really good spot. We have some really solid scouting evaluators on this football team, and I think along with the fact that we feel we have a very good roster, I think we can continue to build to be the team that we need to be.
And you talked about what you're able to get out of the Senior Bowl, but what specifically are you able to get out of the combine that you leave Indianapolis saying, I really learned that about this prospect?
So when you go to the combine, of course, you know, our focus is at so many levels. I mean, medical is huge, right? We glean a lot of important medical information from the combine, of course. That's number one. It's why we always thought that it was the most important thing to put together something like the combine. The idea of getting all the test numbers are very important for us as well. I know people say, well, that's not really football because they're just in doing drills and they're just moving around in shorts. I'm a big believer in you take all of that information, however you determine as an organization how you're going to stack that information. I think it's really, really important to make sure that we see them, the players at the combine, move around and we compare their athleticism, because we are an athletic-driven team. We want to make sure we know exactly how they move around, what their explosiveness is like, how light they are on their feet, what their body control is. Again, whether they're running routes, whether they're defending, whether they're moving as an offensive or defensive lineman, that is very important for us. So to be able to see these guys back-to-back to all the best talent truly in the country is very important for us. As I said, through interview situations as well, we just take that to another level. So we leave with a complete picture, quite honestly, after having watched these guys a lot of times through the season, of course, in the college programs, as well as in the All-Star games. We think it's one of the final touches on putting together your draft board, having spent some really good time at the combine, really analyzing all the players that are there.
Well, we wish you the best of luck at the combine and through the rest of this process, and we thank you for your time.
Thank you, Kelsey.